There's been some talk that the U.S. may end up banning TikTok. In addition, according to an Associated Press story, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's working on putting together an investment group to buy the Chinese-owned short-form video hosting service. Some commentators have said that the targeting of TikTok is actually about Israel. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with James Rewald, who has more than 400,000 followers on TikTok.
You've looked into the TikTok situation, and you think there's something not being revealed there in the mainstream media, it sounds like, that they're talking about a ban or they're talking about cracking down, but you say it has something to do with Israel and Gaza. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, I guess, the calls for banning TikTok obviously date back. There was that short stint during the Trump administration. But it's always been like a thorn on the U.S.'s side. But I think that's been, brought back into the fold, especially post October 7th, as, the U.S. and Israel try to do damage control on this PR crisis as the Israeli genocide of Palestinians unfolds. And, it's funny because it's like they've been very open about it. Israeli Zionist organizations, lobbying groups like AIPAC, even the CEO of the ADL, which is very openly Zionist organization, have been very vocal. There was a leaked recording from the CEO of the ADL, who's he didn't mince his words. He understood that they have a generational problem. They said that they have a Gen Z problem. They have a TikTok problem.
Is it only TikTok they're concerned about, or is it other social media outlets?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they are concerned about, everything. The, social media as a whole has really helped streamline, just disseminating information about what's happening on the ground. And that includes TikTok. But it's really interesting because they give a lot of attention to TikTok. And I think it's,
Is that an easy target because it's Chinese? Is that the
answer? Exactly. It's a low hanging fruit. It's already been under the target of U.S. foreign policy to say, hey, this is a Chinese owned company. Let's it's kind of combined this whole like anti-China hysteria and anti-Palestinian propaganda to say, hey, let's do two birds, one stone. And of course, U.S. senators or Congress, they've been very open about it too. I think there was like a Republican House rep or senator who was like, yeah, this has become like the one of the primary news outlets for people under the age of 30. They understand that they're losing a little bit of control over the narrative. So they need to sort of gear it back towards something that they feel they can control, which is interesting because it's more a reflection of just younger generations' political inclinations rather than like TikTok like morphing their minds, right? It's this kind of like mistaking the superstructure created by the political views espoused by younger people, saying, oh, they're being manipulated, rather than like, no, they've arrived at this, they're a bit disillusioned with their own government, living conditions are terrible,
right?
We're
whenever
at
they
wars.
Use the strike out on their own in dissent, it's always outside agitators
or outside. Exactly. There's no way young people could arrive at this by themselves. It must be Russian trolls and Chinese agents. It's like always some other thing. So it's really interesting because they think that banning TikTok is going to be the silver bullet. But like people will still talk about, they'll move to other platforms. And sure, like censorship is still widespread, whether it's on Meta or Google or Twitter or X. So, there's still always going to be those, roadblocks. But, banning TikTok isn't going to be able to silence people, but it is an attempt to.
So how do you see this thing playing out? I mean, will there be a bill in Congress that will actually do something about TikTok, or will it just kind of die?
Yeah, I've been curious myself. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, if it does get banned, I suspect people just, flock to Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. Although, like, there's something nice with the algorithm on TikTok that's kind of an invaluable thing. Which is also part of this, too, is that, it's, U.S. imperialism at work protecting the interests of these monopoly capitalists, all the all these US-based social media companies. So it's kind of like you get to do multiple things in one by potentially banning TikTok. But yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure. It could go. I mean, Biden has said he'll sign it if, you know, if it gets passed, makes its way to his desk.
But so, wouldn't it be tied up in the courts on free speech issues? Wouldn't there be a big entanglement there? And
yeah,
the whole thing would take a long time to play out.
I think so, too. It feels like it could be kind of a charade, like during election year, like, let's get talking about this. Yeah, I mean, I'm leaning towards maybe nothing will happen just because we've been through this before. And like also like it's just amazing because like the re-election campaign for Biden, I mean, his advisors got to stand, like they're already dealing with the bad PR that comes with facilitating a genocide. It's taking over 30,000 lives. Palestinian lives.
They're trying to kind of deal with it in their own way by emphasizing humanitarian aid and, you know, talking about their differences with Netanyahu. But
you know,
the failure to take action is what gets people riled, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, he's doing that too, which is funny because people are exposing on TikTok, like, oh, they're sending like breadcrumb aid packages while shipping weapons like every 36 hours. So yeah, it's still not working. They still have a PR crisis on their hands. I don't think banning TikTok is going to help. So there could be a change of heart, but you know, we'll see. I feel like this might get strung up in the courts too.
Anybody in Congress speaking out against banning TikTok? Anybody come from that side?
Not really. I mean, there's like most of last time I checked, most of Congress is down to ban it, and the people who are, you know, against it, they're not really outspoken. There's not really any debate here, right? It's just kind of another bipartisan moment where, you know, Congress, when it comes to improving people's material conditions in the U.S., it's just like back and forth. But when it comes to, you know, sending weapons to Israel or banning TikTok, they seem to just reach across the aisle and you know, say, okay, we can do this. So, yeah, not a lot of pushback right now, from my understanding.
Do you think there are people who seriously believe that some pro-Israel group can buy TikTok?
Yeah, I've heard different things. I think just the fact that they're planning or hoping to sell it off to a U.S. buyer, like, that's very well possible. I mean, literally both political factions of our U.S. ruling class, both the Democrats and the Republicans, are all openly Zionist. They're all pro-Israel. So, yeah, I mean, if it gets acquired by a U.S. company, it's very possible. I remember, who was it? There was somebody, the name escapes me, that was talking about wanting to, someone related to Trump. I think it was like the secretary of, who was it? Somebody in the Trump circle.
Stephen Mnuchin.
Yeah, Stephen Mnuchin was, he's voicing, like, let's buy it. Yeah, which would be crazy. We're going to have Elon Musk owning X and then have Mnuchin owning a TikTok. Yeah, that'd be crazy. So yeah, it's possible. I mean, that's the goal, right? They want to sell it to a U.S. buyer. And it's really interesting too, because up until this point, they've been like, you know, making moves to try and bring more control of TikTok onto the U.S.'s side. There's this like misconception that it's like, oh, China's just controlling the TikTok and trying to shape all the youth's minds. But it's like they've already made some concessions at the end of the Biden administration end of the Trump administration, beginning of the Biden administration, where they stored all the data centers under Oracle, you know, in the U.S. They said, okay, you guys have it here. And of course, Oracle is like, you know, like the safest place in terms of national security to host data. They contract with, you know, the DOD and the CIA and whatnot. So they're very integrated with the national security state. So they're hosting at Oracle. And on top of that, they've, you know, TikTok's hired, you know, which sounds like conspiratorial, but it's literally just the same path that other social media companies have taken, where they, you know, hire people from the national security state and intelligence communities. They bring in these State Department guys. They bring in people from the FBI, putting them in these different positions, just, you know, kind of take the heat off them and say like, okay, we're, you know, we're trying to be safe here and make sure we're doing what we need to do. So we're following what Google, Meta, Twitter have done. But even with that, it's not enough apparently. Right. So they want to go for the full thing and actually acquire it under some US-based ownership or some company. So yeah, it's hard to tell what will happen, but I'm kind of leaning towards like this might just get drawn out. But it does show some dangerous kind of intent that, you know, how far US imperialists are willing to go to really control the narrative and how much they really do fear, you know, people's change in sentiment. We're seeing like world breaking solidarity with Palestinians across the globe, including the US. You know, this is a huge crisis for Zionists. I think, you know, it does highlight the risk and the danger that comes with, you know, activism and organizing that, you know, the ruling class is going to try and squabble and or try to figure out to recontrol the narrative. But, you know, acting like TikTok is like the silver bullet and people are going to stop is silly because, you know, you can't silence that many people.
Anything else you want to add to what you said?
Yeah, just that, you know, regardless of what happens, I hope people still keep, you know, being loud and keep informing people. I think we're kind of at an awakening point for a lot of people where, you know, they flip on the news. They, you know, talk to their parents. They, you know, talk to whoever. And, you know, the all these news outlets, they don't really speak to the issue. And you really have to socially investigate and try to understand things yourself and work with organizations. So, you know, regardless of what happens, I hope people, you know, keep that spirit up and, you know, keep being an activist and organizing. And yeah, I mean, if TikTok gets banned, so what? You know, there's other platforms, but yeah.
James Rewald is a content creator who makes short-form political, leftist, and anti-imperialist content on TikTok and X. He spoke with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on April 2nd, 2024.